Poll, majority say Biden's immigration policy worse than Trump's. By Hannah Blow on February 3, 2022. Most Americans say President Biden's immigration policy is worse than former President Trump's, a Rasmussen Report survey released Thursday found. The survey asked respondents if the Biden administration's immigration policy is better or worse than the Trump administration's policy and found 52% deeming Biden's policy worse. Just over a quarter, 28%, said it is better, and 15% said it is about the same. Half of Democrats believe Biden's immigration policy is better, while a quarter say it is worse. A majority of Republicans and independents, 79% and 53% respectively, agree Biden's immigration policy, which includes the expansion of catch and release, is worse. Respondents were also asked which they believe is more important between taking strong measures for border enforcement or figuring out why people in other countries are coming to the United States illegally. Most, 59%, said strong measures for border enforcement is more important, while roughly one-third said it is more important to figure out what is driving people to flock to the United States. What is more, while most say Biden's immigration policies are worse than Trump's, this will likely factor into the midterm elections, as 78% said the issue will be important in this year's elections. Of those, 53% consider it very important. The survey, taken February 1 to 2, 2022, among 1,000 likely U.S. voters, has a margin of error of +/-3%. Representative Scott Perry, RPA, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, blasted Biden immigration policies during a recent appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, noting that bureaucrats are flying unaccompanied aliens in the dead of night right into our cities as the Biden administration essentially forces U.S. tax dollars to go toward human trafficking. As Breitbart News detailed, Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle highlighted the story of officials flying an illegal immigrant, who lied about his name and age, to Northeast Florida, who want to kill the person they put him with. Perry emphasized that Americans generally want to help people, but there's a way to do that, not by importing criminals directly into neighborhoods. The House Freedom Caucus chairman added that it is their first job as representatives to protect the American people, not to invite and pay for and facilitate the entry of the criminal element into our communities. While he said not all of them are violent criminals, he added, "Let's face it, if you're coming into the country illegally, that's your first act, disrespecting the American taxpayer and U.S. laws." President Biden, meanwhile, is disregarding the law with no oversight from the legislative branch as he fails to faithfully discharge his duties and faithfully execute the laws of the land, duly passed, he added. And that's a problem. Perry also noted that Democrats are not only disregarding the laws but actually finding ways to go around the law proactively to assist illegal aliens in thwarting the system. Days later, the House Freedom Caucus held a hearing analyzing Biden's border policies during his first year in office, as it ended with record-breaking apprehensions at the southern border.